with Mahler and Prokofiev. That's from 1 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now 11 o'clock, time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Yo, 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 mala! Yo, mala! Yo, mala!
Party on! Soundway Records taking to contemporary sounds for the first time ever. That was Batida with a second single from his debut album, an electro highlife Kuduro party mix, the concoction of Portuguese Angolan DJ Mpula or Pedro Coconau. And with Soundway's 10th birthday party coming up next week in London, it's good to hear that one of their special guests keeping the party going will be the man himself. Welcome to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy, and tonight's music includes a wonderful new collection of flamenco, old and new, a Havana pianist making the Afro-Latin connections, and new releases from iconic musicians and newcomers alike. My guests in the studio tonight are Canadian band Po Girl, making a return on tour to the UK with their current album and an eye to future projects. More on that later on. But I'm going to carry on home turf with a modern day anvil chorus courtesy of English folk star Seth Lakeman. His new album, Tales from the Barrel House, is just out in the past week or so. It's a tribute to the artisans of an older Devon, from copper mines to fishermen and cider makers. And for this track, Black blacksmith's prayer, he made full use of the venue for the recording. A disused cooperage at Morwellham Quay, complete with chains, bellows and, of course, anvil percussion in the background.
My fire extinct, my forge decayed. By the side of my bench, my old vise is laid. My anvil and hammer lie gathering dust. My powerful bellows have lost their thrust. Hearts now cased in steel. To a blacksmith's prayer I will kneel. Those burning sparks, they scorch the dirt. They lit the sky and fell to the earth. I smelt and forged, fused and bent. I dug the core, now my years are spent. Hearts now cased in steel. To a blacksmith's prayer I will kneel. Soap, sweat and steam, it came trickling down. My labor's love now rests in the ground. Sharp nails and chains, spikes, rings and blades, they all reside in a world handmade. Hearts now cased in steel. To a blacksmith's prayer I will kneel. My fire extinct, my forge decayed. By the side of my bed, these words are laid. Burnt brittle hands lie gathering dust. My pounding soul has lost its thrust. Hearts now cased in steel. To a blacksmith's prayer I will kneel.
Non piove, non piove, un raggio la vela nel sole. Cede il suo lume alla volta alla stella polare. urano lontano, lento meccano del cielo. Tutto si muove ma niente si muove davvero. E i giorni passano e gli anni e le nozze col velo. Raschia la linea degli occhi, l'inganno del telo. Tramontate son le Pleiadi, notte alta io dormo da sola. L'attesa è un inganno, l'attesa, ma preferisco l'attesa. È più dolce che non vederti tornare. Nell'attesa mi conosci così bene, ma poi non riconoscerò te. Consigliati in cuore e da te stesso scegli la via.
life has charmed me. Your light has won me, and I know it cannot be. I striking glance of deep balm, knowing I am standing beside you in the mirror of the night, watching the ships sail by. And we saw the gray lights, they passed by, watched them with a certain eye. We saw the grey lights as they passed by, they know the time to go. And we saw the grey lights as they passed by, they watched them with a certain eye. We saw the grey lights as they passed by, they know the time. Yes, they know the time to go. Yes, they know the time to go.
A new voice in the folk scene. You might remember Alistair Ogilvie joining us at the late night sessions at Celtic Connections in January, a two-time finalist in the Young Trad Musician of the Year competition at the festival as well. That was his own song, Kirkwall Light, from his debut album Leaves Sae Green on Green Tracks, with actor and singer Ali McCrae providing much of the backing for the whole album. Before that, another rather dramatic singer-songwriter, a veritable Italian Tom Waits, Vinicio Capossela, from an album inspired by classic literature about the sea. That choice, Le Pleiadi, well, that was really just because I've had the good luck to be out in some beautifully clear skies in the past week, marking out those seven sisters, and some spectacular shooting stars to boot. Vinicio's album, Marinai, Profeti e Baleni, is released on Ponderosa Records in a couple of weeks' time. And the self-styled Enchanter visits the UK as well in May for a gig at the Barbican, where his performance will be in the otherworldly setting of a shadow theatre. Now, it's not an easy time for the many Malian musicians who are touring the globe at the moment with all that's going on at home. And it does just bring home how many wonderful musicians from that country have made their mark beyond their own borders, including, of course, Mali's musical golden couple, Amadou and Mariam. Their brand new album, a conglomeration of American and Euro-African collaborations, rocks out. But I wanted to go for something a little sweeter than the glorious single, Dugu Badia, which we've been playing up till now. This is Mariam taking the lead with the lovely Chérie from Falila.
Papa Chérie. Tonton chérie, ah, ni mogo kariye iba wele chérie la, tanti chérie yo, ah, ni mogo kariye iba wele chérie la, bagayogo chérie, ah, ni mogo kariye iba wele chérie la, bébé chérie yo. Thank you.
Cari de, cari turu.
Ningera ale, ningera titati, ningera baba, ningera kalimata.
Aha, Charlie. Yeah. Wish I could buy back time that I never had. Always been a son, now I'm a dad. I wonder when my son grows, will his pants sag? Or will pants have the stomach be the new fad? In my time, there've been iPods and iPads. And this time, will there be saucers and flying cabs? Evolution, a solution that men have. No retreat, no surrender, no white flags. Charlie, I read, I see red flags. They probably did make pills for jet lag. By the hands of medicine, got setbacks. Bleachers bleach, I'm happy that they jet black. Everybody one heaven, nobody one die. Oxymoron in this journey to the skies. Cut your coats according to your size. What if it gets bigger? That's an enigma. Somebody call the psychic or his sidekick. Ask where the tide drips. Will the winds of change bring pain or good shit? Will we clap our hands, still dance to bass rips? Used to daydream on Labadee Beach. These days, dreams are on a leash. Think I'm Big Meech, Charlie Adi Lai. No yawa, last show, last power. Not trying to lose mojo, Austin Powers. Knowing I'm more gifted than baby showers. Sincerely, the joys and the journey. M-da-da-da-da-da, yeah, you heard me.
Come on.
First up there was Amadou and Mariam from their new album on Because Music, Folila, a major part of the original African Express project, and that was followed by Africa Express stalwarts Damon Albarn, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Tony Allen, whose current album, Rocket Juice in the Moon, was a high-altitude inspiration born on a flight to Lagos. That particular track featured the Malian star of the moment, the lovely Fatoumata Diawara. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And it's time to welcome tonight's live session guests. Po Girl, originally from Vancouver on the west coast of Canada and now firmly based out east between Montreal, Chicago and Toronto. And with a lineup that features original singer Alison Russell, joined by Ona Teixeira, Mikey Lightning August on drums and Chris Merrill on bass. We'll hear more of the band's journey from its beginnings back in the 2000s after we hear them in action, first of all, with a song, Gandhi Dancer.
One, two, three, two, two, three.
Be in the morning. The devil, I work for my pay. But then lucky, oh sir, got nothing I do but roll around heaven all day. Can the dancer, can the dancer, can the dancer.
Great stuff, Po Girl, our guest tonight, and Alison Russell and Ona Teixeira are just making their way over to join me here at the table. That was Gandhi Dancer from their 2009 album, Deer in the Night, and Ona and Alison, it's great to have you here. Ona, you took the lead on that song. Just tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, that song is inspired by my grandfather's story, actually, when he immigrated to Canada from Portugal, this tiny little Portuguese island called Madeira, which is 500 miles west of Morocco. He came in the 50s and brought over his four children and his wife, and he worked up from the ground, basically, and didn't know a lick of English and was promised all these things, and when he arrived in Canada, he didn't see any of it. It's classic.
That's a familiar story.
Yeah, very, very classic immigrant story. And he was, one of his first jobs was working for CN Rail, and a term that was given to railroad workers, it was Gandhi Dancer, as there's a lot of speculation where the word Gandhi came from. It's believed that there was a steel company in Illinois called Gandhi Steel that provided the steel for the rails. And kind of the last movement that the men do when they're driving in the spikes looks like a dance, and became known as the Gandhi Dance, and they became known as Gandhi Dancers.
So the band has been over to the UK more than once in its history, going right back very, very near to the very beginnings of it. And Alison, you are the connection that goes right back to the very beginning of the band. Yeah. And I suppose it's changed in lineup, it's changed in sound and approach as well. Take us back to where the whole Poor Girl thing started.
Started in Vancouver, actually. There's a really great community of roots musicians in Vancouver, and we were very young musicians and people on the scene at the time. I guess the idea for Poor Girl started back in 2002, and we put out the first record in 2003, and kind of very quickly had to leave the nest if we were going to do it full time, because Vancouver is a wonderful city, but there are not a lot of places to play live. And you kind of have to, even if you are, you can only play so many times in your hometown without people kind of getting bored of it. So you quickly start touring. And in Canada, that means you drive, 12, 13 hours to Calgary, which is the next big city over, and then so forth. So pretty soon you're crossing Canada and breaking down in every province and being towed from Drumheller to Saskatoon. And then you start touring in the States. And then we got an invitation from a couple of venues over here to come, and we started coming to the UK, I guess, in 2004 was the first time we came over. So we've kind of been coming back once a year or so.
Now, you talk about Vancouver and the whole idea of touring in Canada.
Yeah.
It is a kind of mind-blowing one. Is there such a thing as a Canadian sound or sensibility or aesthetic in that kind of roots music that scatters over such a wide area?
You know, in a way, we're a very small country. It's huge geographically, but there's less than 32 million of us, which is less than California State. And there we have the CBC radio, which has been really supportive of all Canadian musicians. I mean, that's kind of the first way, certainly our band got any kind of attention, was because of CBC radio and different community radio, and that really does kind of draw the country together. And it's a big country, but you end up knowing a lot of the people in the, in our case, kind of roots music, acoustic music scene, and you bump into each other at the festivals, and the Canadian music festivals are fabulous. So we met a lot of other people from all over the world, but other great Canadian bands, and you kind of, I don't know if there's a unifying sound per se, other than that I think we're all very much, magpies taking from different traditions and different, because we're such a young country and we're such a melting pot of a country as well. So it's not like there's Canadian roots traditions, but it's such a rich mixture of so many other influences and countries. And of course now with internet, and you can hear anything from anywhere at any time, can't you? So,
okay, well, we'll maybe talk about that again in a little while, but I'd like to hear some more music just now.
Sure.
We're going to hear a song from your current album, which is Follow Your Bliss. Tell me about Maudite Guerre.
Well, Maudite Guerre is a poem that I read. I was quite a dorky kid, and I was obsessed with reading things like the Norton Anthology of English and old French poetry books, and it's a 16th century poem. No one knows who wrote it, and it's basically an anti-war song about a beautiful young prince who goes off to war and gets killed. And I loved the poem, and we were in soundcheck one day, and Anna started playing the accordion, and for whatever reason, that poem popped into my head in a melody, and we kind of came up with a song. ¶¶
au matin se lever et d'aller voir son page. Je vais sceller mon coursier. Que maudit soit la guerre, sceller mon coursier. Que maudit soit la guerre, sceller mon coursier. Et d'aller voir son page. Je vais sceller mon coursier. Mon beau prince d'Orange, où voulez-vous y aller? Que maudit soit la guerre, voulez-vous y aller? Que maudit soit la guerre, voulez-vous y aller? Mon beau prince d'Orange, où voulez-vous y aller? Je veux aller en France, où le roi m'a mandé. Que maudit soit la guerre, roi m'a mandé. Que maudit soit la guerre, roi m'a mandé. Je veux aller en France, où le roi m'a mandé. Mis la main sur la bride, les pieds dans l'étrier. Que maudit soit la guerre dans l'étrier. Que maudit soit la guerre dans l'étrier. Mis la main sur la bride, les pieds dans l'étrier. J'ai parti sain et sauf, mais j'en reviens blessé. Que maudit soit la guerre, j'en reviens blessé. Que maudit soit la guerre, j'en reviens blessé. J'ai parti sain et sauf, mais j'en reviens blessé. Un coup à la mamelle et l'autre à mon côté. Que maudit soit la guerre à mon côté. Que maudit soit la guerre à mon côté. Sauf, mais j'en reviens blessé. Un coup à la mamelle et l'autre à mon côté. Que maudite soit la guerre à mon côté. Que maudite soit la guerre à mon côté. Un coup à la mamelle et l'autre à mon côté. Le beau prince d'Orange, il meurt enterré. Que maudite soit la guerre, il est enterré. Que maudite soit la guerre, il est enterré.
Thanks to Anna and Alison, with Mikey and Chris joining them as Poe Girl. More from them later on tonight's World on 3. Next up, the first of two new compilation releases on one of the specialist African labels, Loose Africa. The new anthology series is compiled by Francois Post, and it's a great route into the label's back catalogue and current artists alike. The first two releases concentrate on guitar, which we'll hear from shortly, and voices, including those of the islands of West Africa, Cape Verde, home to the barefoot diva Cesaria Evora, who sadly died earlier this year, and to another young singer following in her footsteps, Lura. Here they are together with a lovely duet, Moda Bo, which also appears on Lura's own Best Of collection.
Na minha infância, sonhar ser Moda Bo. Cantar num parque, tu nos divina, Moda Bo. Na adolescência, tava a ficar na frente dos peitos, pra improvisar um microfone, pra me cantar, Moda Bo. E Moda Bo, Moda Bo, com crer cantar.
Na minha vivência, já me conche gente, já me conche muito. Da realização sem dúvida, canta cabelo, canta minha terra. Essa minha vivência, quero partilhar-me com minha gente, partilhar-me o mundo inteiro. História de um povo, história de uma vida.
É Moda Bo, Moda Bo, com crer cantar. É uma boa com crer. Pra cantar, Moda
Bo. Boa e divina, a que está nos coladeira.
Graça de cantar é uma missão que vou te cumprir. Pouca escolhi teu jeito de bem, dignifica esse nome. Essa é minha vivência, querê partilhar-me a toda minha gente, partilhar-me ao mundo inteiro. História de um povo, história de uma vida.
É moda boa com crê cantar, é uma boa com crê prender, vá cantar.
Dumbe se ngombe dunu nyato dumbe. de punte botila punte bo fa su patila ndianyamo ukanadigila ndianyamo ukanadigila.
From African voices to guitar through the catalogue of Loose Africa Records. Two great voices of Kip Verde, first Cesaria Evora and Lura, and they were followed by the great Malian guitarist Boubacar Traoré, who's currently in the midst of a major European tour, which will culminate in WOMAD at Charlton Park in Wiltshire in July. This is World on Three with Marianne Kennedy and Canadian band Po Girl in session tonight. But before we return to the live music, I'm going to turn to another compilation, one of Nascente's beginner's guides, this time to flamenco. It's been compiled by Jan Fairley, and it's something of a tour de force, having managed to bring together classic veterans and cutting-edge newcomers, make a tour of the significant centres of flamenco, including Jerez, whose spring festival is the contemporary heart of the art, and it pays tribute to several recently departed and significant figures in the genre, which was granted intangible cultural heritage status by UNESCO last year. So let's take some personal recommendations from Jan herself from this Spoilt for Choice 45 tracks on the three discs. First to brothers David and Alfredo Lagos, paying tribute to one of their mentors, the queen of the buleria, the legendary Francisca Mendez Garrida.
Reina de la bulería, como canta Barzón de Jerez. Se echa a temblar la plazuela, le, 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 le. Cuando canta tía Paquera, ole, ole. Pa' caballo cartujano, pa' torero. Pa' cantar vino bueno, San Pedro bajo del cielo, que con la llave civil y quitar la mano, y se la entregó a Jerez, que pa' caballo cartujero y pa' torero Rafael. Él se partía la camisa, los gitanos al escucharlo. Ay, los gitanos al escucharlo, como cantaba primo mío de la ibiriría, cuando lo puso cerro llorando. El de la ibiriría, cuando lo puso cerro llorando, alegraba corazones cantando por bulería, cuando canta la pacara, que gitanería, que gitanería. triste, ay triste, soñaba, soñé, ay con José Vargas, hermano, paseando mujeres, y en su cochecito le leí. Yo nombro la cuna y no puedo olvidarme de quien le dio al cante tronío y casé.
Desde el fondo de mi voz, porque así lo siento, porque así soy yo, porque así lo siento, porque así soy yo, porque así lo siento, porque así soy yo.
Tú en los balcones se hace tarde, el sol se pone sonoliento, se donan los corazones, se empañan los cristales, los alientos humedales, mi guitarra tiene triste los bordones.
From one of the singers of the moment, David Lagos, to one of the flamenco heroes no longer with us and remembered in this new beginner's guide, Jerez singer Fernando Terremoto, with a beautiful evocation of Andalusian light on the balconies. The guide is out on Nascente and lovingly compiled by Jan Fairley, to whom we all send love and good wishes at this time. Well, it's time on World on 3 now to welcome back our guests for tonight's session. Canadian foursome, Poe Girl, who are on tour in the UK just now. And they're going to carry on now with a song from Anna's solo repertoire, Where the Darkness Goes.
Flowers in the grave, growing.
Very serene. Ona Teixeira taking the lead there for that song from Poor Girl, Where the Darkness Goes, as yet unreleased. The band have been over in the UK touring for the past couple of weeks with a final gig in West Lothian tomorrow night. Ona, that was a bit of a change from the first set. Very, as I said, serene. What's in behind that song?
That song's, I guess, kind of, it's about a bunch of different things. It's kind of about the beautiful things that happen sometimes when you're kind of in a dark place and you're kind of in a bad way, and it's those beautiful things that come along and find you there and kind of lift you out of it. So that's kind of what it's about, really.
So the four of you, with Mikey and Chris here and yourselves, Alison and Ona, you come into the studio with a mountain of instruments. There's a lot of multi-instrumentalism going on here, but I suspect as well, just from listening to the songs that you've given us so far, that there's a kind of a likewise description might apply to the influences and backgrounds. Just tell us what goes into your own musical upbringings and explorations.
Oh, well, it's a real mixed bag. I lived in a couple foster homes where there was a lot of beautiful French-Canadian kind of chansonnier music going on. And then my mum is of Scottish origin, actually. Not immediately obvious when you meet me, but my grandmother and my mother sang a lot of gorgeous old ballads, and my mum plays beautiful piano. I kind of listened to a lot of classical music as well in that household, and then left home quite early and really followed my ears really from that point on. So just a ton of stuff that I've listened to and been exposed to from other musician friends, either playing me things of, you know, I didn't hear a Beatles album until I was 18. I was in a bit of a strange little microcosm. So I've been making up for lost time ever since, and really inspired by a lot of our musical peers as well, just in the sort of international roots music scene.
Who would do it for you in particular?
Oh, so many great. I mean, within Canada, we have a ton of. Carolyn Mark is one of my favorite singer-songwriters, I think, still to this day. And
our friend Sarah Harmer.
Yeah, Sarah Harmer is amazing, and the Good Lovelies. There's just a number of fabulous and inspiring bands.
And for you, Ona,
I grew up in a traditionally Portuguese household, so I listen to a lot of fado. And I also, my father was into classic rock and roll, so I grew up with all the classics, Rolling Stones, Beatles, and you know the whole lot. And then somehow, strangely, I got into reggae on my own when I was seven. I got heavily into Bob Marley, and from there,
You were seven,
yeah, one of my first tapes I bought with my very own allowance was Bob Marley. And I don't know where that came from. We can't figure it out. There's no one else in the family really listened to it. So, and I was heavily into reggae my whole life growing up, and things off the radio and stuff. And then as an adult, I kind of got introduced to like kind of old country, Johnny Cash, and old folk music and stuff. It wasn't till later on that I learned about folk or even jazz and stuff. It was pretty later on. So
Where the Darkness Goes comes from on your own solo projects that you have going at the moment.
Yeah, so Poor Girl is not touring again in the UK till 2014 with our next release. And the reason for that is that Ali and I are embarking on a couple of different projects, and one of them being my debut solo album called Where the Darkness Goes, and that was the title track. And I'm actually in the middle of recording it right now. I just spent a couple of weeks in Chicago before this tour, and I go back to Chicago after this and finish it up. And I'm coming back in September with that release. The last 2 weeks of September I'll be in the UK and Ireland. And and the other reason for us not touring is Ali is going to be here next spring with her debut duo album with JT Nero, and they call themselves Birds of Chicago, and they'll be here, and we're going to play a track from that next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell us about this last song that we're going to hear, Sans Souci.
Sans Souci is inspired by, I met my biological father for the first time 2.5 years ago, and it was, I've been very lucky. It's been a happy kind of journey. He is originally from a little island, West Indian country called Grenada, very close to Trinidad and Tobago, but he and my mother, you know, were high school sweethearts, and I was an accident and this kind of thing. I'd never met him. And did
you go looking, or how did the meeting come about?
I got to the point where I was very curious just to find out the other half of my, I grew up in this very Scottish family, and one of these things was not like the others, and it was kind of I always wanted to know, just even just genetically speaking, is there a history of cancer? Is there, you know, the things you wonder about if you're ever maybe going to have a family yourself, or that kind of thing. And just pure curiosity. And my uncle, my maternal uncle, helped to find him. And it turned out they were living very close to my maternal family in Ontario. And we met in July of 2009. And it's been great. And actually, 2 weeks after we met, we went to Grenada and I had an intensive family reunion. You're called an outside child there when you're born out of wedlock, and it's said very affectionately, so it didn't sting too much. And I have 2 siblings, lovely sister and brother that I didn't know I had.
It must be quite overwhelming to acquire not just a father, but an entire side of a family.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. It's been really great, and it's, you know, hilarious, the connections between some of my Scottish relatives in the island, Scottish, Grenadian, Canadian. I don't know how many of us there are, but it's, I'm certainly proud, proud of my heritage. Yeah.
So this song rises out of that experience.
Yeah, that experience of going to Grenada for the first time with my brand new family.
Well, yeah. Alison, Ona, and Chris and Mikey, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
And we'll listen to Sans Souci.
Thank you.
Sans souci, sans souci, on vous supplie sans souci. rappelle ce moment fougasse. Grand danse les nuits de Grenade, tellement chaud, tellement lent. Grand danse les nuits de Grenade, tellement douce, tellement lent. Et sans souci, sans souci, on vous en prie, sans souci, sans souci. Sans souci, on vous supplie, sans souci, sans souci. Hey, sans souci, sans souci, on vous en prie, sans souci, sans souci. Hey, sans souci, sans souci, on vous en prie, sans souci, sans souci. On vous supplie, sans souci, sans souci. On vous en prie, sans souci, sans souci.
Thanks to Alison, Anna, Mikey and Chris. Pogirl's new album is called Follow Your Bliss. Their tour finishes tomorrow night in the Terfeehan Inn in West Lothian. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3. And the next new release comes from box and percussion duo The Hut People. Sam Pert and Gary Hammond can boast gigs between them from Nina Simone to the Dubliners. And their new Fellside Recordings release draws on influences from West Africa to Louisiana to the Basque Country, as with this favourite tune of mine by Trikitisha player Kepa Jonkara. Bok ish bok, as I will never tire of telling, means a la Kenny Dalglish, maybe's aye, maybe's no. Thank you. The Hut People were followed there by the man behind Bok Ishbok, Kepa Conquera, from his own new album, Ultramarinos y Coloniales, drawing on all the flavours, foodie, musical, the lot, that went into a Basque upbringing. A Brazilian pair now that will be playing the UK next week. First of all, the beautiful young singer Seu, whose latest album is something of a road trip into the northeast of the country. It's a tribute to the movie Bye Bye Brazil and a beautifully chaotic mix of ideas, encounters and directions, and altogether more adventurous than the smooth bossa that marked her debut. I like it.
Tudo que se passa dentro da cabeça, ah, olho na estrada vaga, paisagem que acalma veloz, a mente não para, ah, distraindo o tempo, árvore parada, carro em movimento, rosto na janela, som do contravento, o vento é um menino, molindo com a gente, corre pela saia, em cima do assento. A poeira sabe, o zóio ela fere, a boca ela seca, a pele ela rasga, o vento é um menino, bolindo com a gente, corre pela saia, bem contra a parede, bem contra a parede, bem contra a parede. Dentro da cabeça, ah, olho na estrada vaga, paisagem que acalma veloz, a mente não para, ah, distraindo o tempo, árvore parada, carro em movimento, rosto na janela, som do contravento, o vento ao menino. Corre pela saia, em cima do assento. A poeira sobe, o zóio ela fere, a boca ela seca, a pele ela rasga. O vento é um menino, pulindo com a gente. Corre pela saia, bem contra a parede, bem contra a parede, bem contra a parede.
Afastar do palco por alguém. Volta, que a plateia te reclama. Sei que choras, palhaço, por alguém que não te ama. Sei que é doloroso um palhaço se afastar do palco por alguém. Volta, que a plateia te reclama. Sei que choras, palhaço, por alguém que não te ama. Enxuga os olhos e me dá um abraço. Não te esqueças que és um palhaço. Faça a plateia gargalhar. Um palhaço não deve
Can Say Which Way from Lucas Santana's new album Sem Nostalgia. And he joins Sale at Coco in London on the 19th of April. She also has dates in Bristol on the 18th, Manchester the 20th, and Coventry, Gateshead and Brighton from the 22nd on. Lucas Santana will also be in session here on World on 3 with Lopa Kattari, and that's on the 27th of April. Some classy harp next from Rachel Hare's trio, where she's joined by fellow Scots Jen Butterworth on guitar and former Young Jazz Musician of the Year Ewan Burton. The harsh February reels here from an album which disabuses folk of their notions of angelic harp players. No More Wings.
gotta move the way of the Eskimo. They do the cold foot boogie when the sun goes down. They do the cold foot boogie, the only dance in town. The ice all melts when the music plays. I grab my gal and we join the craze. We do the cold foot boogie till we're nice and warm. That cold foot boogie never did nobody harm. Was a sunny day in the month of June. She wanted a ring and to marry me soon. I did the cold foot boogie right out that door. I did the cold foot boogie and she didn't bother me no more. Outside in January, my boots were soaked, I was sad and weary. Had the cold foot boogie through a foot of snow. I did the cold foot boogie all the way to Mexico.
I fell in love with it the moment I heard it. The Coldfoot Boogie from Brother Act, The Cactus Blossoms. They're headed for the UK in 2013. But you can see Hill Folk Noir much sooner than that. I played their Great Grizzly Bear Scare from their Radio Hour album. And they'll be touring with their brand of mountainy music, Junkerdash they call it, the whole of June from Inverness to Brighton and points between. A second guest spot tonight now for Malian rising star Fatoumata Diawara, this time with Cuban pianist Roberto Fonseca, making the transatlantic crossings to make the connection with African roots in his album Yo, out on Harmonia Mundi. This is just gorgeous. Enjoy. Bibisa.
Thank you.
Roberto Fonseca and Fatoumata Diawara, bringing me pretty much up to the end of tonight's World on Three. Thanks again to Paul Girl, to James Birtwistle and Andy Rushton in the studio, and to Martin Webb producing tonight. I leave you where I intend to pick up next week with my studio guests for the next World on Three, oud and percussion from Ahmad Al-Khatib and Yusuf Habesh, and a rather appropriate track for this time of the night, In Sleep We Are All Equal. Good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. The Australian Chamber Orchestra believe in doing things a little differently, and for this opening hour and a half tonight, a concert they gave in the Sydney Opera House Concert Hall in February 2011 under their leader, the violinist Richard Tognetti. At the centre, the New Zealand baritone Teddy Tahu Rhodes joins the players for Richard Rodney Bennett's Songs Before Sleep and Beethoven's song cycle An die ferne Geliebte, to the distant beloved. The Beethoven song's orchestrated, by the way, as is the Mendelssohn string quartet that follows it, and the Prokofiev melodies. After this opening music, the lovely Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony.